There's no way you can deal with the problem of sexual violence if you do not end impunity. And impunity is ensuring that we restructure judicial systems in countries where there is rape. So this resources that has been pledged has come very handy, because it's going to be used to support national governments to be able to strengthen political will so they can be able to prosecute perpetrators at the national level. That will entail security sector reform, restructure of the judicial system, the police, and a lot of other issues, as well as providing services and support for the victims.
Is $36 million enough to carry this out?
Well, this is just the beginning. This is the first meeting, and one of the commitments we've got from the G8 members is that they will carry it on. One of the pledges made by Germany today is that when Germany takes over the G8 presidency in 2 years' time, they will continue. And it's interesting that the next presidency will move to Russia. The foreign minister for Russia was there today. All the G8 foreign ministers were there today, and all of them spoke and made a commitment. So one of the things that we asked as a UN is a continuity of this process.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague said that in his presidency of the Security Council in June that he would take up this matter. What does that mean to the United Nations?
I think for us in the United Nations, what has happened is that under the personal leadership of the Secretary General, he has ensured that this problem received the necessary focus that it deserves. At the end of the day, having created a global legal framework, we need the national government where the crimes are being committed to provide the political leadership, national ownership, responsibility to address this problem. So we are very excited at the UN that now member states, countries are dealing with this issue, because this is just a UN issue. It's an issue that belongs to member states, and we're trying to make sure that they link it to development aid. The only way we can end impunity is when national governments, where the crimes are committed, actually take charge and prosecute the bulk of the people who are committing the atrocity.
How difficult do you think it's been for the G8 to adopt this pledge?
Well, the amazing issue is that all the members of the G8 are men. And to see some of the most powerful men in the world in a situation, the G8, where they talk about economy, the 8 most industrialized countries in the world, in addition to talking about North Korea, the problem there, in addition to talking about the economic crisis that the world is facing, they actually had time and space to talk about sexual violence. It means we have come a long way. We have been able to break the culture of denial and silence. They have confirmed to us that the issue of sexual violence in conflict is an international peace and security issue that requires a peacekeeping response, justice and service response. The message is very clear today. This is no longer a women's issue. This is no longer on the margins of things. This is on the mainstream of international global security issue.
British Foreign Secretary Hague also described the issue as the slave trade of our generation. Do you agree with that?
I can go further and say it is the moral issue of our time. This is not an issue of just women. This is not an issue of Africa. This is not an issue of children. This is a moral issue. Because when people can rape 6-month-old babies, it's not about sexuality anymore. It's a tactical thing that they want to wipe out a whole generation. How more can you explain it than attacking 6-month to 12-month babies? You don't want them to survive. You kill them. So you kill them before they can actually leave to take over the mantle of whatever it is. That's what it is. So it's tactical. It's deliberate. It's systematic. It's planned. Because how can you explain in a community in Mabasa where I went in the DRC, 11 babies between the ages of 6 months to 12 months were raped last year. 59 babies between the ages of 1 year to 3 years were raped. 182 kids between the ages of 5 years to 15 years were raped. How can you explain that? Other than this is a tactical effort to wipe out a whole generation of people so that there cannot be a second generation. That's what it is, and that's what we're fighting. The ruthlessness with which these people determined to commit this atrocity, that's the steadfastness we must confront them and let them know that there's not going to be any hiding place. We will go after them. We'll use the resources of the international community as well as use the willpower and the commitment of the global world to be able to go after them.